What about Topo 2? Is that something that you think is ready for prime time? Would you like to see it on your patients? Do you want to see it done by fish? Or are you ready for that now, or do you need more data?
Well, I think we need more data, but I think the data is going to be forthcoming very soon. There's a completed Southwest Oncology Group trial, which is actually in Press and Journal of Clinical Oncology, that was run as an intergroup study. The number on it was 9313. The important thing is that all the patients in that study received AC. It was a study where Larry Norton's single-agent sequenced AC was compared to concurrent AC, and it didn't show any difference between the two, which is kind of ho-hum. But we have material on all those patients. All those patients received an anthracycline, and those patients have very long-term follow-up available. So we actually are going to have data available very soon, and I suspect that data will be presented in San Antonio. Data on the correlation between the presence or absence of TOPO2 amplification and benefit from an anthracycline-based regimen.
It sounds like they all got anthracyclines, though.
Yes, but if you are TOPO2 amplified and otherwise appear to be comparable, you know, if the hypothesis is correct, you should do very much better with AC than somebody who's not TOPO2 amplified. In other words, between the two arms, there's no difference. But we would expect to see a tremendously better result in patients with TOPO2 amplification receiving an anthracycline than in patients without TOPO2 amplification, right?
So is that in the paper?
That will not be in the paper that is in press because the data weren't available. That's a straight reporting of our therapeutic outcome. But what I think is likely to be presented and presentable by December at the time of the San Antonio meeting is the clinical pathologic correlation.
What about that issue in the HER2 positive patient?
Well, certainly the data from BCIRG006 that Denny Slaman presented in December of last year at San Antonio suggests that an anthracycline-based regimen is superior for HER2 positive women if they have TOPO2 amplification and is not superior, lacking that amplification. 35% of the patients have that amplification. But recall that although those curves look impressive, the follow-up, the number of events, was not yet sufficient for the p-value to be statistically significant. So we need more information.
So a patient comes into you right now who's HER2 positive, node positive, and somehow she's gotten a TOPO2 done by Fish out of Mike Press's lab, and it's not amplified. Would you recommend a non-anthracycline trastuzumab regimen based on that, or you're not ready to do that?
I would really like to see the follow-up. I think at this point, I'm still recommending an anthracycline-based regimen to that HER2-positive patient.